Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. How are you doing this evening, Joe?
I'm doing well, thanks. Doing well.
That's a huge thanks for Fight Network UK for setting up this interview.
No problem.
So,
I don't know, I just said thanks and I just accepted the thanks on their behalf.
Right, so I want to start. Take us back to your first ever match. What do you remember about it? In hindsight, do you think it was any good?
Actually, you know what? The match is not bad. Took a pretty heavy knock at the start of it, though. So, you know, it was that was a very it was a welcome to wrestling moment. Let's put it that way.
What did you find harder to train for? Was it the Commonwealth Games, or was it just trying to get into wrestling?
Well, here's the weird thing. Professional wrestling training is always really fun. You know, you're always being creative. And you have some of that creativity with amateur wrestling, but amateur wrestling is really this weird thing where it's just your ability to fight through this uncomfortable feeling in many different ways, whether it be, you know, so with the training, it really is, it's just being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that amateur wrestling training is like super enjoyable. The only thing I enjoy about training is the actual rounds themselves. So if I'm facing someone else and we're going like, you know, 80 to 100%, then that's when I enjoy that. Yeah. But the drills, I hate. To be honest with you, I don't enjoy really any of the amateur wrestling stuff other than the actual fighting itself.
Yeah. So you've wrestled both in the UK and the US. Do you ever have to change your style of wrestling?
No, because one thing that actually Finn Balor told me was when you go somewhere else, don't change to their style because they have people doing that style already. If you're being brought in somewhere from abroad, it's because you do something that they want, so don't ever change. You know, what you bring to the table. Obviously, you can evolve what you do over time, but what he was saying there was basically don't try and kind of make your style similar to where you're going. Mm. Try and be unique.
Yeah, so you're most famous for your entrances. Some of my favourites were Shaw Samuel, EastEnders.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
the Pokemon.
From Asda.
The Pokemon one you did for Mr. Anderson. Yeah. So where do your ideas for your entrances come from? What's some of your favourites?
Well, the idea came because, you know, quite simply, when I was in ICW, I felt I had more to offer than how it was being used. I was very frustrated. But when you're frustrated, you can do one of things. You can whine like a bitch, or you can take it into your own hands and, you know, change it. So that's exactly what I did. I knew that if I created a file, you know, that just I handed that over and that they were going to play that, then it didn't matter how I was presented from that end of, you know, I mean, it was, I knew that if I did this, it was going to resonate with the fans. And, like, you know, thankfully it has, and now I'm able to do it on TV with Impact Wrestling. Mm. It's awesome.
Yeah, that Cult of Lee song got stuck in my head.
Yeah.
How much has your victory over Eli Drake recently meant to you, him being a former world champion?
Well, you know, obviously, Eli is, without doubt, one of the most charismatic guys in the business. He's got it, you know. So, to come in, I think it really is a testament to the journey that I'm starting on. The fact that I was able to pick up that win so early, that kind of, I feel that made a statement about what my intentions are in the company. You know, I'm here to be the champion, that's the journey I'm on. Mm.
So we're Bound for Glory approaching. What's your dream opponent for the show?
Well, right now, we've been focused on, obviously, this issue between, you know, the Katarina and Grado situation. So that has been the focus.
I like that song as well.
Thank you. So with regards to, I don't want to give an answer for Bound for Glory, but what I'll do is I'll talk about beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, whoever the champion of the company is. Yeah. So Austin Aries is the person that you always got to have on your side.
Yeah, Austin Aries, I think you against John Morrison would be a great contrast of styles. Would be amazing.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Wilson, the man behind the monster Kongo Kong, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So away from the ring, you've started your own podcast. Tell us a bit about the show.
It's just something I've really enjoyed. It's called The Joe Hendry Show. You get it, you know, everywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. But basically, it's been a lot of fun. I record the podcast with a friend of mine, Dave Conrad, who's known as Bant.
Yeah.
And my brother, Jake, who is like username from when he was 13, Jabicus. So that's what he's known as. And he played the role of Pokemon in the parody video.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the role of Pikachu. So he has had to wear a Pikachu onesie and just boiled to death while we do the podcast. Poor guy. But so I do the podcast once a week with them, and then I have one guest a week usually as well. So we do two podcasts a week. It's been a lot of fun. People have been really enjoying it, and I got some really good feedback for it yesterday. Believe it or not, you know, we do talk about wrestling, but it is more of a kind of reflection on our embarrassing lives to this point, rather than, you know, focusing on pro wrestling. So it's a little bit of a break from
it's a really fun show.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah, so how important have you found the advent of social media for guys on the indie scene?
Well, it's essential. You know, back in the day, it's like someone, you know, there could be... I think now, there's no excuse. Now, if you want to be successful in professional wrestling, you've got these tools available, there's always a creative solution that you can come up with. If you're not happy about how you're being used, or you want to take a step up, you can be creative for social media. Whereas back in the day, people didn't have those tools. So now there's absolutely no excuse not to be successful in the business. It really is on you. And I think that social media gives wrestlers the tools to reach as high as they want.
Except back in the day, you wouldn't know about all these things going on.
Yeah, I mean, well, America, I would have promoted the entrances and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I've had a few listener questions sent in. So Brumial asks, when did you realise the local hero was going somewhere?
Well, I'll tell you a story, actually. Local hero idea was basically just... So, before professional wrestling, I was in a band. And, you know, a lot of people... I mean, to be honest with you, you know, everyone's a bit of an idiot when they're young. You know, myself especially included. And the local hero was really just a parody of the way that I used to behave. Yeah. You know, with the volume turned up. You know, maybe sometimes still do. Who knows? But what actually happened was in 2015, it was actually Kevin Kelly who said, local hero, he was like, you're better than that. And at first I was like, no, he's wrong. You know, this is getting over, this is working. But the words local hero, it doesn't really resonate with being a main event player.
No.
So the prestigious one was really a kind of a purposeful change. I wanted to say, yeah, we've done that, but now I want to incorporate that in a presentation that can be a main event player. So that's why I changed it to the prestigious one.
Alright, Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast asks, three wrestlers you would love to go out on a night out with?
See, now, these are weird questions, because what happens is someone asked me, they said, oh, if you could have a sing-along with any wrestler, who would it be? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, Chris Jericho. And then the headline is, wrestling news websites, Joe Hendry wants sing-along with Chris Jericho. And it's like, oh, jeez. So, I can give you some dream opponents.
Yeah.
I can give you people who I want to face. Let's do that one. So, Chris Jericho's up there. Austin Aries is there. He's the champ right now. Sammy Callahan.
Yeah, awesome.
There we go. There's three people I kind of want to wrestle with. As for a night out, let me get back to you on that.
Joel asks, what's the best inside joke you've ever been part of?
The best inside joke?
Yeah.
Like a rib. Well, I actually ribbed myself once. I'll tell you what happened. We were on a tour.
Yeah.
And the roster's divided. It's usually like two to a room or whatever, right? So I was absolutely exhausted coming back from the show. And I said to my mate, I was like, look, do you mind if I just use some of your toothpaste? I can't be arsed getting it. He's like, yeah, no problem, right? And so I started brushing my teeth and I'm like, I'm sitting there, standing there, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, God, he's one of these, he's got, everything's organic and vegan and everything. I'm like, oh, he's got that bloody disgusting organic toothpaste. Oh,
for tea tree or
something. Yeah, all that, right? What's wrong with some Colgate, you know? So I'm brushing my teeth, and it's just not lathering, so I put some more on. I keep going. I'm like, what is going on here? And then it dawns on me what I've done. It wasn't toothpaste, was it? You know, and what had happened was he had got a tattoo, so he had actually used
hemorrhoid cream.
He'd used nappy rash cream for his tattoo, so I'd actually brushed my teeth with that. And the thing was, it was waterproof as well.
Yeah.
So like, it put this layer on my gums that just wouldn't go for hours. So that was probably the worst.
Crab,
yeah, something like that. It's probably the worst rib I've committed to myself. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
This is David Fuller, the owner of IXWE Texas Professional Wrestling, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
Right, can we, do you want to finish on a few questions about Question of Sports? How do you think the reboot's gone so far?
For World of Sport, you mean? It's Question of Sport, not the show.
Can I say Question of Sport?
Yeah, I'm like, you know more than me, mate. I've been picked up in the series.
That's the Question of Sport.
Sorry, what was the question about World of Sport?
How do you feel the reboot's gone so far?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's, you know, again, it's amazing to see. My gran had her 90th birthday the other day.
That's what I'm
and she made time to. She had a nap and then she woke up to watch World of Sport, and she's watching about it. She had a smile ear to ear. Managed to get a picture of it, put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it was thanks for the likes, gran. You know. No, that was a pretty awesome moment, and hoping to get her along to the live tour. It'll be a bit of a journey for her, but I'm hoping we can kind of make a few days of it or something. But yeah, that would be great. She's not seen me wrestle yet, so
wow.
That would be really cool, you know.
So how did you get involved with WOS?
Well, I came back from the Commonwealth Games, and that's when everything really just kicked off with WOS and Impact. I think that really, you know, made a difference to my career, for sure. I think that was the difference maker. I think that's why I got the call.
Now, do you think it worked well having the 3-day shooting and then having it over 10 weeks?
Having
the shot over 3 days and then having it.
Well, yeah, I do, because that's a very efficient way to film TV.
Mm.
And the more efficient it is, the more, you know, the easier it is to justify future seasons, you know. So it's always a battle with that first season to do it in such a way that we can make it make sense for everybody involved. And I think that was a testament to everybody involved that we were able to do that in the time we did. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying your feud with Mark Kirby. Were you pleased when you're told you're going to be in a storyline with him?
Well, Kirby's my arch nemesis across all companies. Whatever happens, we always end up facing each other. He's the person I've probably got best chemistry with. He's probably the most versatile worker in the UK. And we hate each other's guts.
Because so yeah, in WCW, it was a real reverse. You were the heel and he was the face.
It doesn't seem to matter what the situation is with that. We just always end up facing each other. And I don't know, some people you just have that chemistry with.
About the funniest thing ever when he said he pulled his hamstring brushing his head.
I don't know if you know that, but he was lying.
So how do you feel about comedy and professional wrestling? Up to that extent. So.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, I was saying to someone yesterday, the thing about pro wrestling is I think it's the most expressive art form in the world. You know, you can express yourself in so many different ways, and I can't think of another art form where you can express yourself quite as much as you can in pro wrestling.
Hmm.
You know, from the moment you walk through the curtain to your entrance music to the way that you interact with fans at the merch table, your merchandise, your social media, the matches, the things that you say and do, the moves you do. Like, there's so many ways to express yourself.
Hmm.
And comedy is for sure a part of that. Hmm. You know, and that's what's helped me get to where I've got to with that entrance.
Yeah, so last question. So today you're part of Impact versus the UK. If you could do your own UK versus US with one women's, one tag and one main event, what would you do?
I think I'd have Tessa Blanchard. So are you saying, so for the Impact Wrestling roster?
Just anyone for the US. Anyone for the US versus UK.
Okay. I'd say Tessa's probably... Tessa versus Kaylee Ray, I would say, would be... good choice. I would say Actually, you know what? Sami Callihan versus Jimmy Havoc's pretty great matchup. You know, that's a testament to Impact Wrestling's understanding of the independent wrestling scene. They know what people want to see.
I can't wait for that match. Yeah.
So there's that. And again, it's like they're taking, you know, from the previous generation. You've got Jody Fleisch and Johnny Storm as well. Again, it's hard to. I can't really pick a fault with Impact's booking on this UK tour. They're giving people, you know, the best we could hope for. Myself versus Eli Drake as well. They're not messing around here. So it's hard to. It's hard to argue with that. But yeah, like I say, I'd add Kaylee Ray and Viper to the mix. You know, I'd probably add Kirby to the mix. I think, who do I watch in the UK that's awesome? There's so many awesome talents in the UK, it's ridiculous to keep up. I'm trying to think
I like Amore.
Sorry?
What's his name? Amore?
Amari.
Amari?
Yeah.
Seen him a couple of times.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Right, so where can people see you in the near future?
With upcoming stuff, obviously, like, Impact has its tapings in Mexico. Right. That's kind of a dream of mine to wrestle there. So, you know, it's not confirmed yet, but I would love to do that. Yes, I would love to be a part of that. That would be my next big goal. Imminently.
Oh, wow. Right, so, before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Of course, yes. Twitter.com/ Joe S. Hendry. Instagram, it's just Joe Hendry. Facebook, Joe Hendry Local Hero. But the main thing is, check out the podcast, folks. It's the Joe Hendry Show. Find it on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. And if you want to support me directly, grab a t-shirt or something from HendryShop.com. So thanks very much for listening, folks. Cheers.
Yep. Great to enjoy speaking today. We'll
Cheers.
You on again in the future.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank
thanks,
you.
Guys.